This is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're live. See. Like live as in we're living?
All right.
Like we're living live, living type of life?
We'll see. Swipe is at the controls here. So.
Right.
Sorry in advance.
Anything can happen right now. Are we upside down and sideways? Or?
No, it looks like we're live and we are orientated correctly.
Is my head where it's supposed to be?
Sound. Can you see AJ? There's a giant printer in front of his head.
Most folks prefer that.
Yeah, we can see as much of AJ as we want to see.
Exactly.
No, we can see him.
It's almost like we're putting him in a box right now.
Exactly.
Printer around
I'm
him.
I'm practicing.
Good.
AJ in a
Any
corner.
Any viewers?
28.
Wow, 28. Damn. Hello to all of
Yay.
You.
That was quick.
28 It is
people.
Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Now, after show.
The
hell are we calling this now?
Friday after show.
Yeah, Friday after show.
Like Phil said.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
AJ, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm going in a box again.
That's exciting.
That's exciting, yes.
Mm.
The thing about the box is that, I mean, it's the first 8 or 10 hours is fun. But when you start getting to the overnight, when everybody
Hold on. Let's chart this out here.
Eight or ten hours. The first 8 or 10 hours fun. Well,
fun.
I remember for a while it was like a party. You know, it was like a party because people were coming by and saying hello. At one point,
he was getting the attention.
It was somewhere right around like between like 6 o'clock and like 9 o'clock. Like people from the station rolled over. And like they're all hanging out. I had like 3 people in the place. Like almost like a living room, like a party. And it was really cool. And then all of a sudden, everybody left.
So what time did that start? That was like 9 a.m. you go in, or?
I said, we go 9 a.m. Yeah, 9 a.m. I started, and I got out at 9 a.m.
So you're going to go in Thursday
at 9 a.m. Leave at Friday. Well, I'm out on Friday at 9 a.m.
Oh, so that would be 24 hours.
Exactly. And but there was a period, if I remember, folks started like around like after like around like happy hour and stuff like that, folks started showing up. And then at one point, like everybody was there, from like the station was there hanging out from like even like Wiggy came by with what's his name, Marley, stopped by because she was like intrigued by the whole box thing. She wanted to come inside the box. Really, really very cute kid. And but everybody was like whole hanging out. And then around like 10 o'clock, like everybody was gone. And it was just like me, Street Pete. I think Kendall might have still been there. And this other dude, Brian, was there as well. And we were all just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, and then by around like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I look over, I see Pete like this. He's like, I'm resting my eyes. No, you're asleep. Everybody was gone. And I'm sitting there. Now I'm over caffeinated because everybody brings you coffee or those little espresso shots and stuff like that.
That's nice.
I'm over, yeah. They're very nice. Kevin Dacey brought me some French fries from McDonald's.
Nice.
Kim from the tribe brought me a Godfather sandwich from DiBella's and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was being fed well. Pam even, you know, Pam used to work here. Pam Roxbury stopped by and she brought me Cheez-Its and Skittles and jelly beans.
Skittles?
Yeah. Like, she put me a whole bunch of
stuff.
Was
she cleaning out her cabinets?
No, she probably had that in her glove box in her car.
Yeah. No, legit. She had a receipt and everything. She stopped by, like, Walgreens and picked everything up for me. Because she was by hanging out for a while.
Why Skittles?
Yeah, I don't know, because I like Skittles.
Oh, you do?
I love Skittles, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I did not visit AJ last year because I woke up too late and I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But also, no, I got here and we had a live feed on you last year and I remember laughing. So, yes, a lot of people brought him a lot of very nice things.
Yes.
But when I clicked on it like 3:30 in the morning, because I came in to sort of fill in some of the other stuff that you do before the show starts.
Yeah.
It's so funny because AJ's just leaning against the box like this. You could see he's uncomfortable standing and there's pizza boxes, donuts, all kinds of coffee set up on the table outside the box with the street team. And then there's AJ just in the box like, like just struggling.
Yeah,
like he's being tortured.
Well.
And everybody else is having the time of their lives.
I was standing up.
Just like a tray of cookies.
I was trying to stop from falling asleep. You know, I started like at some point, your body starts going down. So I had to stand up to keep from falling asleep because the rules were I couldn't fall asleep.
Right.
You know, and
that's true.
So, you know, I'm only like at this point, the worst was it was around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when I saw everybody else was asleep and it's completely dead quiet and everything. And I was like the kid screaming in my ear. And then, but I became over caffeinated and I was like, I got to get out of here. And I was just about to leave. and some guy in a 18-wheeler pulled off a 95 and pulled into McDermott Chevrolet, and I see this lone figure just come walking towards me, and the guy is talking to me like through the glass and about Chevelles, and he was like a car guy.
Who was it?
Truck. I can't remember his name. I can't remember
his
name.
It was a mirage.
It was a figment of his imagination.
Well, this
figment, it was the ghost of AJ Future.
This figment drove an 18-wheeler. He hung up like an hour and a half, and then he left. And he actually saved me because I was getting ready to get my truck and get the hell out of there. Wow. I just couldn't take anymore.
I do remember, Chaz, I'm sure you do too. We got on the air at 5:30, and AJ was struggling.
We didn't think he was going to make it.
No.
Yeah, I had to get through the show still.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you guys would not let me drive home.
No way.
Yeah. He's like, you can't drive home. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm not drunk. I've just been up all goddamn night. No, yeah. You can't drive home.
Definitely not.
Who drove you home?
Sean. I Lick Your Pants.
Oh.
Drove me home because he was there. So he gave
me
a ride back.
Maybe we can recruit Sean again this year.
Yeah, I think so. You know, yeah. He stopped by and he gave me a ride home and everything. He knows where I live and everything. And then Drew had to pick me up at around 3 o'clock. So to just take me back to McDermott to get my vehicle out of there.
Yeah, all
I
your stuff.
Durango back then.
All right, man.
Yep. Matter of fact, when I got back, it was when we pulled into my driveway that you guys got the final total as to how much we raised. It was 25 grand. And you had Kevin from McDermott Chevrolet said, I can use a Corvette.
Right.
You know, for that, he gave me let me use a Corvette for 2 weeks.
That's nice.
Yeah. That was very cool.
I'm kind of hoping that happens again. But
how long? 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah. Whenever I wanted to. I was kind of hoping for a Camaro convertible this time around. That'd be cool.
What would it be to rent a Corvette for 2 weeks?
I don't know. It was very nice of them, you know, but they're fantastic at McDermott.
They're great.
I love every one of them. They're really cool people. As I walk in there now, it's kind of like walking.
Family.
Them. Yeah. How you doing? Okay. You know.
Yeah.
I like walking to offices and sitting down and just BSing with people and it's supposed to be working. It's great.
I'm going to have to click a bunch of steps here to get to that point.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know. Maybe someone from the tribe knows.
Unless they have one of the new Corvettes. I'll try one of the new Corvettes.
Look at the camera and do that face.
Oh, my God.
I could try one of the new Corvettes.
One more time.
I could try one of the new Corvettes.
Do it one more time.
No.
I think that's going to become a meme.
It probably is. Yeah.
Mamsie remembers that it rained the entire time you had the Corvette last time.
It did.
That's
the most AJ detail ever.
I didn't even get to take the T-tops off once. Yeah. Yep. The day I gave it back, it was raining. I went to McDermott, right? And the guy waiting for the salesperson to drive me back home in the Corvette, the freaking sun came out. Now I'm like, yep, this sounds about right.
When you got the car, it was a nice day.
It was nice when I got the car. Yeah. And it rained that night, and it rained the entire time I had it.
Oh.
Yep. The entire time. I wanted to wash it. I never got a chance to wash it. Because, I wanted to make sure I brought it back. Came back all, the shit from the trees landing on and stuff like that. Because it was around that time of year.
Yeah.
And
Pumpkin Pom says hello. She says
Pumpkin.
She misses everybody.
Pumpkin Pom.
Yeah. Pumpkin Pom.
Is she coming to the toy drive?
I hope so.
Are you coming to the toy drive, Pumpkin Poms?
What up, PP?
Jingles is.
Yep.
Intern Jingles.
That's right.
Yeah, we have her doing a song.
I hope so.
Ooh.
That's exciting.
That's Christmas like Jingles.
But yeah.
So. We should give her helium. She'd
you
be
won't
off
hear
the charts.
No,
yeah, you
Jonas
won't hear her.
She goes going,
So the bit's going to be she does it, and then we do backup with helium.
Nice.
Pumpkin Pom says yes.
Yeah.
She will
wouldn't
be there.
Be funny
bring
if,
a toy.
Would it be funny if like Jingles took helium and it had the exact opposite effect? She sounded like Barry White.
How you doing?
Yeah, like deep voice.
Exactly. That'd be amazing.
That wouldn't happen because science, but yes, it'd be funny.
Didn't we do that to her?
Yes,
we lowered
did.
Her voice.
No.
We made her buy the helium balloon.
Yes. I think she tried it during an after show.
Did she? Oh.
Yes. We got to have a recording somewhere.
Right.
I know we had that big thing of ketchup from her.
Right. That was from that other guy.
No, right. Who didn't like ketchup?
Jingles.
She didn't like it.
She.
We got it. We got it from another intern, is what Ashley's saying.
Ah.
But we brought it in because we were going to tease her with it.
Waiting for Ashley now.
Yes,
he speaks Ashley.
Yeah.
Any questions coming in for? Oh, you know what we're going to have to dig in on Monday's Veterans Day.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Ben does have an important question. When you're done with this.
Oh yeah, no, that's good.
AJ, I'm going to the casino tonight. Should I put my money on black or red?
Go red.
There you go, Ben.
That's important.
That was definitely worth.
Who's going to bet black now?
Now, yeah. If he wins, do I get anything? Do I get anything?
Yeah.
I guess not. Okay. Can't believe somebody won $25 million. That freaking lotto jackpot has been going for about over a year. No one's won. Usually it's only like around like 2 million, 3 million. Never really gets paid. Someone always wins it.
Right.
25 million. Kind of gives you an idea how long it took for someone to win. And then the person wins was like from like Darien or some place like that has money. Kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Money goes where money is.
Yeah. It's like, why are you playing? If you live there, why are you playing? Let us poor slobs freaking, you know, try and get a chance at it, you know?
Do you know the financial background of this person?
I'm assuming, because I heard Darien, I should not be doing this, but I'm assuming Darien, I can't afford to live there, so I'm assuming, you know.
How do you know that?
I'm just guessing. I'm surmising. Somebody who shopped at the Stop and Shop in Darien apparently won.
Okay, so they're going into Stop and Shop.
Yeah, but I'm guessing usually Stop and Shop, like you're a local person. You know, like I'm traveling from like, you know, I'm going from Bridgeport, I'm going to stop here and get a salad, you know.
Okay. What if it was a worker?
If it's a worker, then I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, but the ticket was sold in Danbury.
Danbury, I was it. I knew it started with D. I knew it was someplace with money. But yeah.
Danbury?
Yeah, that's not.
They're normal people in Danbury.
Yeah.
I'd call that a blue-collar town.
Yeah. Then fuck it. Anyway, so... Yeah. I can't believe I didn't freaking win.
I just love that you were mad and you didn't even have a reason to be mad. Made it up in your head. Wrong about the town. You could probably afford to live in Darien.
He built this whole person in his mind about who won, yeah. And none of the details were correct.
Right. It was all wrong. Everything was wrong and you were mad
details
about it.
Details are for losers.
Yeah. Yeah, details, schmeetails.
Fuck details.
You were saying something about Veterans Day?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we'll go over the song. We got, you know, we still have some things we have to put together building this AJ in a box thing.
Yes.
And one is the song, and that's going to be an important part of it because you're either going to listen to it for 24 hours or it'll be different songs every hour.
Right.
But it's another way we could raise money for the toy drive.
And that's all it's all about, man.
Yeah, and I think that's the most fun thing if you get to pick the song.
I wouldn't mind if it was like, you know, like different songs like per whatever, X amount of hours. You know, just no Mason Ramsey. Let I listened to enough of that for a lifetime.
Right.
That freaking song.
No, we don't want to do what we did last year.
Exactly.
That song's off the list forever.
And if he has a new song, no. What? Everybody's looking at me. Why? What happened now?
I don't know.
Okay. If I have a new song, I'll give it but not 24 hours of a new song. Because it's annoying. It's like, yodeling is the most annoying thing
that would
over
wake you
and over
up,
again.
Though. Like if it was 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. and you were like about to like freak out and go to sleep and you heard that song, it's like, oh my God, I'm awake.
He sounds like Al Fowl from Little Rascals. He sounds like, yeah, no. I wanted to choke him out like halfway through the friggin' day. Like, I actually envisioned it.
All right, so yeah, we'll do the song, and want to thank everyone for donating.
Yes, thank you so much. You're all good people.
Please send the money in. Right. I'm going to give the list to Ashley as we're doing this. Here's the list.
See?
Hello.
She's going over to Ashley.
Thank you, I have it.
She's going to call you if you donated.
You're all witnesses.
I hope our lists matched, by the way. The total, based on what I got there, was around $6,200.
That sounds
it's a good start.
Right. Okay. So over the $5,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was it. Because we were at 58 and then we went over.
And again, this is for the toy drive. So there is still a donate button that's up on WPLR.com right now. That's live.
Right.
So we'll keep taking the donations.
Don't stop.
I run into people who say, I really want to go, but I can't. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you have a job or a life, kids. So this is how you can help.
Well, that reminds me. I got in my truck, I go downstairs, Dr. Zeppos. Eye doctor.
Yeah.
Gave me a $50 check.
Is this for the box or for the toy drive?
For the toy drive.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Very cool.
All right. Perfect. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday. It's Veterans Day. So thank a veteran if you see them.
Yes.
Anytime.
Buy them a beer.
Yeah. Buy them a beer
or
if they
two.
Drink.
Yes.
I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
Peace
That's
out.
Ashley.
Hello.
And Phil.
Hey.
Thank you, Swipe.
No problem.
And we'll see you Monday.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.